Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
Yesterday we were talking about Dr. Luke and Kesha and then the whole Free Kesha Twitter hashtag that was trending, and we were kind of explaining the situation, and this is the conversation that unfolded.
Just doesn't say, look, do you know what?
Why wasn't
just
that offered to begin with?
Just let it go, you know? And, and why are Sony hanging on to this Dr. Luke guy is the other thing, because if they're... None of it might be true. But if there's an, there's always that element of doubt, isn't there? Like, you know, because she's going to that extreme now where it's in court and everything. So that's a lot to go through. To if there's nothing in it at all, you know what I mean?
It's been done though. Yeah, it's been done before. If you haven't heard anything about it before, right? There's absolutely no, I could understand them saying, "Listen, we're not going to release you from your contract, but you don't have to work with him. You can just not work with people because if there's a vibe, especially in a creative industry." So that's the conversation that we had, and then we get a post on our Facebook saying that we victim shamed. And I just automatically assume that people are complaining about something I said. So as Emma had posted, pretty gross to victim shame. Don't say that it all may be made up. Hashtag free Kesha. Well, I can't say that it happened for sure either. And that's not victim shaming. My point is, in that conversation, is that people split up from in that kind of relationship, because that's what it is, a producer and an artist. It's a relationship, a version of it. People split up for creative differences. And if she's going to accuse him of rape, why wouldn't Sony split them up? That was that conversation. And there's been no charges pressed against Dr. Luke. He's actually just come out on Twitter. He said, Mark, he responded, I didn't rape Kesha. I've never had sex with her. He includes a TMZ post regarding Kesha's testimony in which she said Luke never drugged her and they never had an intimate relationship. He's never been charged criminally. You can't say that he did it.
And because it's all allegedly. Like and it's not meant as it's meant to sound, but how many stories have we heard through the years where someone says they did that to somebody, and then it all comes out it's not to be not true? I mean, it's all pie in the sky, as in respect of like she said, he says.
Yeah, I don't know about listen, and I don't know what Kesha was going through. If that ever happened to her, that's horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we always open the phone lines up if you want to be a part of the show, 424-1234. And I had a conversation with Emma about it, and I thought it was a very respectable conversation. I wasn't angry. I don't think she goes, all right, calm down now, and she kind of explained her point of view, and I said, hey, listen, love to have you call in and talk about this on the show.
Yeah.
And she said, if a young woman may have been listening today, decided on if she should come forward about being raped this weekend, she hears you and Petch, who are familiar voices, saying, well, it could all be made up. It's happened before. That just tells her I shouldn't bother. No one will believe me. And that's not what I think our intentions were whatsoever. I would never suggest that you... don't proceed with, you know, prosecuting somebody or going after somebody who's done that to you. I think that's horrible.
Yep.
I luckily have never, ever experienced that, and I hope I never have to. Then Holly comes on. And here's Holly on our Facebook. As a woman, Amy, it makes it even worse that you would have all these disgusting, sexist, and repressive opinions of women. The statistics absolutely do not support reports of rapes being made up. But she goes on. I'm not sure, and I wrote back to her, what sexist and repressive views do I hold? And did you hear the break, or are you just going off of what you assume I said? And again, I invited them both to call in, and here we sit. But
it's just a horrible situation with the whole Kesha thing. But also on the flip of that, as well, though, it's right what you said. Like, if Sony thought for 1 minute that he was guilty of doing that, wouldn't you think that Sony would just go, yeah, see you?
Well, not even that. Why do you have to force two people to work together who don't want to work together? And if he didn't do it, why does he want to work with somebody who's accusing him of that? You're putting him in a bad situation.
It's all very kind of.
And if he did do it, why would you force a woman to work with? Just split them up. Who cares? Why is it that big of a deal? And I look forward to hearing from Holly about how I'm sexist and impressive, especially when I sit on here day in and day out and tell women that they need to be strong. I tell girls, I hope that you get an education and learn to support yourself and be independent and learn to speak your mind and stand up for yourself. And I go on here after you see Amber Rose, who all these 14-year-old girls idolize because she's an Instagram model, saying on MTV that the 10 ways to be a bad B is don't mind your job face because he doesn't care either. That's who your girls are idolizing. And I'm going on here and saying, why is that the case? But yet I'm sexist and repressive. It's not that. That's not the problem. I'm the problem. I was told yesterday that I'm the problem. I look forward to hearing how I'm the problem.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Donna.
Donna, what can we do for you this morning?
Hey, I just think we should all kind of butt out, because whatever happened, happened, and none of us are going to know. So when we all start speculating, then people get kind of crazy about it.
That's true. And we sit on here and it's he said, she said, and we actually don't really have a right to be, because if that happened to her, that's horrible. And if it didn't happen, that's horrible to him. And who are we to sit here and talk back and forth about
it? We all just kind of want to sit here and butt our nose in, but we don't know anything.
That's very true. Donna, where are you calling from this morning?
Milton.
All right. Thank you for checking in.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.